Well, good morning and welcome to the Evan Bray Show, where every month we have started a bit of a new tradition here on a monthly basis where we bring in the mayors of both Saskatoon and Regina, and we have an hour to discuss a number of things that are going on. I feel like over the last couple of weeks, it's been all federal government and weave in a little bit of provincial government because of the election, because of everything that's been going on. To me, it's important and refreshing to be able to step back and talk about what's happening here at home, what's going on in our communities. And I'm always very appreciative that we have both of the mayors of the two big cities giving us the time. Mayor Cynthia Block from Saskatoon. Mayor Block joins us from her office. Mayor, thanks so much for giving us the time.
Good morning. My pleasure.
And Mayor Chad Baczynski from the city of Regina joining us in studio today. Mayor Baczynski, thank you for being here. Oh, I think we got to get his mic on. We got her there. Good. Okay. I think maybe what I'll just start off with is asking both of you, and Mayor Block, I'll start with you, what you see as the biggest issues today, May the 8th, on your desk, on your to-do list. I'm not talking about things that you want to do and long-term plans. I'm talking about you got a bunch of things. Some of them are fires. You got to put out different issues going on. What are the biggest things you feel you're dealing with right now, Mayor?
Well, I feel like a bit of a broken record, Evan, but really it's homelessness. The impacts of homelessness, the inability to have a place for people to go at this point is really the biggest hot button issue that we face. Working urgently with the province to get a drop-in center created so that people not only have a safe place to be, but an opportunity to get into recovery. So I'm very grateful for that. But we're working on getting that done as quickly as possible. And I guess honestly, there is one other one. We are really challenged right now that the Prairie Lily, one of our most wonderful tourist attractions in our city, is not able to navigate the South Saskatchewan River right now due to sandbars. So working with the province to try to see if we can get that corrected.
I actually was one person who was signed up to go on a tour on the Prairie Lily. I've never been on it before. I understood this was potentially going to be the last year. So we had worked out a date for it. So I'm one of thousands that I know are sad to hear that, Mayor Block, as well. And there's probably not much that can be done to correct that, is there?
Well, I've been working closely with Minister Harrison, and I think we both agree that it's really important. It's a significant tourist attraction. It also is tough for, you know, the hundreds of rowers that we have in our city. There's just a lot of challenges for people to use that recreational opportunity, and for some, this is a livelihood. But right now, based on the low levels of runoff from the mountains that are coming into Lake Diefenbaker, the South Saskatchewan River system is being taxed, and the decision of the Water Security Agency is to not flush through a lot more water at this time.
Mayor Block, you brought up homelessness. I know that was a big part of your campaign as you were running for mayor. You saw this in your time as councillor, and you had some thoughts as mayor as to how you would like to deal with this. Have you got an answer? And this is a question that I've seen actually pop up on the text line from a few people. Have you got an answer to when that first meeting of the committee is going to have? You struck a committee around homelessness. Have we got some dates so that we can get this moving?
Well, I'm happy to report that we've already met, and we are also working with Indigenous rights holders, and we are planning to do that work right away. We are otherwise really looking forward to our opportunities to work with our community, both residents and businesses. And there's a lot of work being done to start to mobilize that. Next week, I will deliver the State of the City address to the Chamber of Commerce. And my team and I, along with the subcommittee and other members of council, are working to be able to bring forward, I guess, more of a vision and some of the really important ideas to help get our whole community involved in a project to get to the end of what we're seeing in our city.
Okay, we're chatting with Mayor Cynthia Block, Mayor of Saskatoon, Mayor Chad Baczynski, Mayor of Regina, and you two are going to see live what happens when breaking news comes in, and that is the case that's happening here. We've got some breaking news we're going to go to our newsroom for right now.
This is Breaking News on News Talk Radio.
All right, we are joined in studio by, yes, you know, you're good there. You're good there.
Sarah. I'm sorry, yeah. I'm making a mess.
Hey, there's
not enough
microphones. When we got breaking news, we do what we need to. Sarah Mills is our provincial news director, and as you came into the room, you pointed at the TV, and I see white smoke.
White smoke is coming out of the Sistine Chapel, so a new pope has been chosen. The conclave have obviously been working over this last few days. We don't yet have details, so stay with us on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Our newsrooms are working on finding out who the new pope is. Obviously, the question becomes a moderate pope, a conservative pope, or someone who's going to continue the tradition we saw in his predecessor. And as soon as we have the name, we will let you know and get local reaction.
So as we look at this, Sarah, we see obviously it's quite jubilant. People are clapping. People are hugging. Thousands of people standing outside of the chapel, of course, that have been waiting for this news. Is this quicker than what we would have expected?
I think it does seem quicker. We were talking in the newsroom. It's almost like the monarchy. We went so many years never seeing a change, never seeing a coronation. And we did that when Pope John Paul II mm-hmm. passed away. He'd been pope for so long. We've seen this happen. And it did take a long time in that first round after John Paul II died. This has only really been a 48-hour right. process, really less than that. But the scenes of jubilation in outside the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel, and of course, flags of all nations, Brazil, Canadian flags, there's mm-hmm. been British flags, there's been all sorts. So this is, for the Catholic community, obviously a very big deal. And Archbishop Don Bolan in Regina, his counterpart in Saskatoon, will obviously seek reaction from, but... it's a significant mm-hmm. for the Catholic community.
Well, there's very few people I would push aside the mayors of Saskatoon and Regina for, but
for
our
I'm
news
not too
director
sure about
and the
that.
Pope, I will do it.
So thanks so much,
Sarah.
Sorry.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. We'll continue to follow this story. Of course, our newsroom is working on it. My apologies, Mayor Block. I kind of jumped in right at the end. So just to summarize, you were talking about you've already had a meeting with this committee. Will your dates be made public in terms of future meetings and maybe even a bit of an agenda of where you're hoping to go?
So a little bit more of the agenda about where we're hoping to go will be disclosed next week as part of the State of the City address, and it will also be disclosed through my social media channels. We are producing a video. My background is in that, so I like to do that sort of thing. But in terms of the way that the committee operates, and maybe this is important for your listeners to better understand, is that it's not like a task force. It's not like we're going to be doing these big public things with the task force. It's going to be more of a traveling to and getting feedback from as we move toward more of an event, I'll say that, mm-hmm. to really motivate and mobilize our community in ways that we haven't seen before. I don't want to, overstate it, but the crisis, it needs a wartime type effort. It really does. And if I could, that would be where I'd be focused every day. That would be my main focus.
Mayor Cynthia Block, Mayor of Saskatoon. Mayor Chad Baczynski, I want to come to you before our first break with the same question. What, if I looked at the blotter on your desk in your office today, what are the priorities? What are the things that you're working on right now?
Yeah, I mean, houselessness is definitely on my radar, and I'm going to be hosting a roundtable next week, actually, on that with a couple of counselors and some community-based organizations. Just again, strategize what are things we can do? How what is best to share data with the province in that regard, and to try and advocate for ultimately funding to help support organizations that are doing good work and helping that. In relation to that, a big focus for me is housing across the board. We are in Regina, we are running lean on service land in the city. For us to continue developing and growing, we need more service land. So so that's another thing on our plate. And then the infrastructure. We've got a number of projects. We're spending $244 million this year on construction projects. And that includes not just roads, but also our underground systems, water and wastewater. So yeah, to summarize it, that would be the top things right now that were right in front of us.
Okay, we're going to take our first break. Lots of texts are coming in at 1-877-332-8255. If you have a question for either the Regina or Saskatoon mayor, feel free to send it in. And that's what we're doing up until 11 o'clock this morning, is hearing from you and getting reaction and response from the mayors to your questions. I also will recap the fact that we have white smoke coming out of the chimney at the Vatican and the Sistine Chapel, which means that the conclave have elected a new pope. We don't know any details. We're just seeing video now of the white smoke coming out of the chimney, which, of course, we know signals that a decision has been made. So our newsroom continues to follow this, and we will bring you up-to-date details as this story also unfolds this morning right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Well, as you would have just heard, we did have to jump in and interrupt our conversation with the two mayors with breaking news that a new pope has been determined. The cardinals have elected a new pope. White smoke is coming from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel at the Vatican, which means a new pope is likely right now in what they call the Room of Tears, to be dressed in a white cassock, a skull cap, red slippers. They have basically their own tailors. They have different sizes available, so they wouldn't know up front, obviously, who was going to be the pope and what size that he would need. But that is being done right now. And then we will see them step out onto a balcony and declare that a new pope has been crowned and who that is. So our newsroom continues to follow this story, and we will keep you up to date on that. Okay, back to our discussion today. Mayor Chad Baczynski, the mayor of Regina, Mayor Cynthia Block, the mayor of Saskatoon, joining us both today for a full hour of your questions. And I want to go to a quick call on the phone here. Gary in Saskatoon calling in. You've got a question for Mayor Block. Gary, go ahead.
Hi. My question for Mayor Block is, I guess I live in Fairhaven. I've been here since 1988. I grew up with the neighborhood. I've watched it become fully developed and to a very vibrant, wonderful place to raise children. And the STC shelter was dropped in our neighborhood without asking any of the residents really what or how they felt about it. And since it's been here, the Reed Ball Diamonds and the Sears Ball Diamonds have been deemed unsafe by the leagues, and they are no longer playing ball. Robert Pierce was going to city council and fighting for our neighborhood to let the former mayor and the councilors know the collateral damage that was being caused to the neighborhood by the STC shelter. And this was before he decided to run for city council. So when he did decide to make take that challenge, I fully supported him, and I went out and was on his team knocking on multiple doors in the neighborhood.
So Gary, sorry, I'm just jumping in because I want to get to as many. What is your question for the mayor?
Okay, so the question for my mayor is, when Robert asked the question at the municipal committee there about the potential to have the operator changed for the STC shelter, did Cynthia ask Robert what compelled him to ask the question? Did she try to learn and have Robert explain why and what's going on?
Or okay, I'm going to give Mayor Block a chance to answer. Gary, thanks for calling in. Mayor Block?
Well, first of all, Gary, thank you for the question. And I agree, you live in a beautiful neighborhood. And my son lived there up until very recently, so I've spent a lot of time there, and I continue to. In terms of Robert Pierce, I've had several conversations with him to answer that question directly, and several before he was removed from the subcommittee on homelessness. Robert Pierce is a valued member of council, and I know that he cares deeply about the homelessness crisis in our whole city. But we also have a formal partner in the Saskatoon Tribal Council, and they are a valued partner. And we know how important their work is to the future of our city. You know, as an Indigenous-led organization, it gives them an important perspective. And it also, I think, I want to underscore how important they have been to us, especially going through the cold winter months. Their Tsleil-Waututh Totten outreach folks were really foundational to save lives throughout the winter. So FCC is an important partner. Council, you know, makes appointments, you know, dozens, if not hundreds, every year, and it's always council's right to unappoint. So that's where we're at right now. But I look forward to continuing to work with Robert Pierce as we all try to figure out a better way forward for our whole city, including Fairhaven.
So on that note, Mayor Block, because there are a number of texts that are coming in on this same topic. I know that Mr. Pierce, Councillor Pierce, did make a statement a day or two after being removed off of that committee, or at least as chair of that committee, saying that this was the right move. Was this simply a move to try and preserve the relationship with STC? And will there still be a voice for Councillor Pierce to ensure that the Fairhaven residents that elected him will have their concerns heard?
I mean, yes to both. I mean, Councillor Pierce will continue to, I know, work tirelessly on a homelessness file, and I know that he has plans for Fairhaven in terms of getting the community more involved. And I wholeheartedly support that, and I will do what I can to support him, to support his neighbors.
Okay. I'm going to go to next question here for Mayor Baczynski. Short and sweet, the question, give me the answer as long as you need to, but Costco. We're paying to have a second Costco here, but there was some reason behind that. Can you talk about that recent decision?
Yeah, so a bit unfortunate how we got there. We ended up competing with essentially the GTH outside. So in order to be competitive and bring Costco inside the city of Regina, this was the deal that came to be.
So did Costco approach the GTH, or did they go after Costco to set up shop there?
That would have to, GTH would have to comment on that, on kind of how that communication went, because that would be their deal to speak on.
So what's the importance of having, because ultimately what was decided at council was some money towards Costco to basically establish within city limits. How much of money is being spent, and what's the benefit of that?
Yeah, so just under $7 million is committed from the city. That is what was needed to make that up that gap in terms of the land cost difference. The benefit is that we will get around $500,000 a year in tax revenue from Costco. We will also see commercial development around the Costco, as well as an accelerated residential development in Westera, which has been somewhat slow going, and those residents have been waiting for years for commercial development around that area. And I want to be one very, very clear point. There is no mill rate increase, no tax increase to residents of Regina from this deal. This is coming from a land reserve, where it will be replenished within 5 to 7 years. And after that, we are made whole, and we are bringing in revenue for years to come.
Thanks for clearing that up. We're going to continue with the two mayors until 11 o'clock, 1-877-332-8255. If you have a question, you can text it in or give us a call. And just a reminder, we are following news that a new pope has been chosen. The white smoke billows from the chimney at the Vatican, and our newsroom continues to follow and bring you up-to-date information here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Multitasking, that's what we're doing. We're doing an open hour talk with the two mayors from Saskatoon and Regina, and we're following breaking news at the same time that a new pope is about to be announced at any moment. The white smoke billowed from the chimney at the Vatican this morning, signaling that a new pope had been chosen, and our newsroom continues to follow that story. Okay, we've got Mayor Cynthia Block from Saskatoon, Mayor Chad Baczynski from Regina, and I want to go back to the phone lines for another question. I got Troy in Regina, and Troy, you've got a question for Mayor Baczynski. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning there, Mayor Baczynski. It's a two-parter, two separate things. I'll keep it real short and sweet, but I know a big thing of your platform when you're running for Mayor of Regina was 24-hour construction. And I want to know how come when citizens of this city are driving around after 6 p.m. to 10 p.m., you don't see a shovel in the ground. So that's part one. Part two is, with property taxes continually rising, you guys decided to go ahead and put poison in our drinking water without asking any of the citizens. Oh, they hung up on me.
No, we still got you, Troy.
Oh, I was just wondering, is our water bill going to go up because of this too? And we didn't get a choice in this.
Okay, Troy, thanks so much. So let's go with the construction first, Mayor Bushinsky. Is 24/7 construction a possibility?
So we've gotten to extended hours for a number of projects. So Dewdney Avenue, for example, is now this year is 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So you'll see that driving to work and driving home from work, you'll see activity there, and that comes down to the contract. So
With the employees,
the contractors that are doing the work. Okay. And so making sure that, you know, that has to be in place for them to agree to those hours, 24 hour construction. There is some of that and overnight hours that we're doing on Albert Street North, the bridge there, to try and reduce impact to drivers. So some of the things that I've learned in my first 6 months is there's also provisions in bylaws, for example, noise bylaws that we have to be aware of and look at that and how that would impact the ability to do 24 hour construction. So residential roadways would be difficult to do. There may be opportunity for that in the future. Again, would need to work on those contracts ahead of time. When I came in, a lot of these contracts were already negotiated or in negotiations. And so I'm going to continue to work with administration to be effective.
So we're seeing expanded hours in some areas. Some areas are restricted by bylaws that they can't go past a certain time.
Correct.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So there was another question about construction while we're on this topic. And the lady's name was Anne. It was a lovely email that she sent in. She basically is praising the city, how quickly they get to things like water main breaks and those types of things. She gave a couple of examples in her email in Regina. But her question and her concern is, from the time that it's fixed and then it's graveled over to the time that construction crews come back and actually fix the pavement and make it smooth can be quite a long time. Mm-hmm. Is there a way those two processes can be tightened up when it comes to construction?
That's a great question. That's something that I'll take back and ask. That's a really good question. And I don't know if that's an equipment, availability issue.
You have to let the ground pack and
settle.
Yeah,
there might be a settlement there. I don't know the exact. Yeah, there could be reasons for it, but that's one I'll absolutely take back. And I completely agree and sympathize with the frustrations of not having that completed road. And I'll definitely ask some of those questions.
There was actually a texter pointing out something on 11th Avenue, which is just down from the station here. Same sort of thing. The work's been done, but it's still lots of gravel. Hasn't been, I guess, finished yet with the pavement. So, okay, we'll leave you that as a takeaway. Let's go to Mayor Cynthia Block in Saskatoon. A few people questioning about the overdose crisis, given the fact that first responders appear to be dealing with this and repeatedly with the same people time and time again. Same with community-based organizations that are fighting this war on drugs that we have happening. It's a provincial problem, but it seems to have manifested worst in Saskatoon. Any updates on how things are going there, Mayor?
Yeah, I mean, just to put that in some context, Saskatoon experienced a batch of drugs that were lethal. And that has been all hands on deck for the last, at least 6 weeks. And I'm happy to say that we are getting to the other side of it. Just this morning, I was speaking to the chief of fire, and he reports that we are getting back to what was more normal, say, a year ago. So that part is encouraging, but we're never going to be out of the woods until we find ways to make sure people are safely housed. That is honestly needs to be one of the single biggest focuses that we have in terms of protecting people from this type of thing. And I'll just want to give a shout out to the province. They helped us with an emergency preparedness plan with the provincial safety agency, and very grateful for their support and coordination.
You know, I just realized I missed Troy's second part of his question, and I didn't mean to do that. Troy, who called in with a question for Mayor Bushinsky. So this is the whole fluoride in drinking water thing, which is, it seemed to become a much better, bigger speaking point than I would have expected. Not the first time this has been dealt with at council. Any thoughts that you wanted to share on that?
Yeah, I'll just say, ultimately, we had a number of delegates. We spent, I think it was about 10 hours or so at council listening to everybody. We had folks from the community come in. We had experts come in. And so ultimately, the folks that we listen to at council who derive any decisions around this are, the Sask Health Authority, the Water Security Agency, and Health Canada. And ultimately, those folks still recommended this as an effective path forward. You know, if folks have concerns or have other information they want to provide to those agencies, I would encourage them to, and, you know, have those folks who are trained and experts in that area to review those information, and they would come to us to recommend a different path if we needed to do that.
Okay, there seems to be an abundance of questions for Mayor Bushinsky today, whatever reason this is coming in. So a number of questions asking about what's happening with the city in terms of a couple of these key positions, leadership positions like the city manager, which we learned recently is on a leave. There was a couple of other dismissals from City Hall, and the chief of police, who is on a leave pending a public complaint and an investigation. Can you give us any update? And here's the challenge before you jump in, Mayor, is I realize it's tough to give information, but what happens in the absence of information is stuff starts floating around online, which can be very hurtful. It can be inaccurate. I'm just wondering what you can tell us about these positions.
Yeah, I mean, overall, they're personnel matters. You're absolutely right. You know, it is tricky to give information when, you know, they're either personnel matters, when someone's on leave. But the reason why is because there is legalities around that. And it's actually around protecting the integrity of the processes in place. You know, with respect to the police chief, you know, there's a process in place right now. There's a process ongoing, and we want to protect everybody involved. And so it's not because we don't want to share. And when everything, you know, comes to fruition and the investigation is complete, there will be lots of information to share, and we'll make sure that everybody has access to that. But just to make sure we're protecting everybody involved in that situation, we need to make sure we're being careful about what we share at the moment.
Can you share anything in the way of a timeline? And we'll stay with the police chief investigation. Any idea how long that's going to take?
No, we don't. And I'll tell you why. The PCC, who's doing the investigation, was quite clear about, you know, the board isn't involved in that at all. Mm-hmm. The board isn't involved in that investigation. They were very clear of letting them do their job. It will, you know, essentially it'll take the time it takes. I mean, I am hopeful personally that we can, you know, move forward and come to a conclusion, to move on. But ultimately, you know, we don't really have, we're not given a timeline or a projected timeline, because I imagine it's, you know, depending on what they are investigating, and maybe it leads to whatever they need to, but I don't know what they're actually doing, because that's their investigation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sensing a bit of frustration from you, because you can't give answers. You don't know some of the answers yet. I'm guessing you can understand why people are reasonably worried and concerned and want to know information.
Absolutely. And that is my frustration, is that, you know, ultimately I want to, you know, get us in a place where we're moving forward, and you know, we have a lot of work to do in the city. And so, I want to move past some of these things for sure, personally, for the betterment of the city.
Right. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Bert in Saskatoon. You've got a question for Mayor Block. Go ahead, Bert.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. It's Bertie of Saskatoon. Mayor Block, I have concerns, as many others do, about the water levels in the river in Saskatoon. They're at historic lows. They're letting out the minimum amount of water possible due to legal requirements for our water supply. Several businesses in Saskatoon have shut down because of this this year. Most recently, the Prairie Lily. The rowing club has also shut down operations. This water level is going to impact as well the Broadway Bridge rehabilitation due to their inability to put the barges in the river. It's also going to impact emergency services. Emergency services aren't able to get their big boat in the water in Saskatoon to rescue people with. These are all concerns. The concern can be rectified by contacting the Water Security Agency and allowing a release of water to clear out the sandbars in the river. We actually have high sand more than we have low water. And I'm wondering about your response to that, if you're engaged with the parties involved.
Okay. I think you actually did address a bit of that earlier, Mayor Block, but the totality of all of the different businesses affected, can you give some thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, just Bert, thank you for bringing this up again. I think that it is a serious concern, and we are continuing to work urgently with the province to see if there is a way around this. I can tell you that I've had extensive conversations with the Water Security Agency, with several ministers, and also the owners of the Prairie Lily, to understand the perspective and what's going on. And I know that there are several of us that are continuing to push to see if there is a way that we can flush that sand out of the river valley. It's complex, and there are unintended consequences to other communities if we go that route. But in terms of the amount of water that is in the river, it is actually, it's not low. It's at a normal state. What isn't normal is that we haven't had a large flood event in another upstream city in Alberta, where it would then force a release of more water through the dam. And so what we see when those things happen is sandbars show up. And so it gives a perception that the river is low. But I am told by the water experts that it's actually not low. It's the sandbars are in the way. But your points are well taken. There are a lot of folks that are impacted by this right now.
It's interesting how there's so many issues that I would say are common between the two cities. And I'm looking at Mayor Bushinsky, and I don't know if you said the word sandbars in any of your answers. That's not a Regina issue that you deal with very often.
Well, I mean, we built our own lake and we don't have that issue, so I don't know.
That's true. Okay, we're going to take another break. Lots of texts coming in. And I'm trying to summarize and get them on as quickly as I can. We'll be back shortly to finish up with the two mayors. And of course, we're continuing to follow the news. A new pope has been selected. Nothing announced yet as to who it is. As you can see, if you happen to be looking on social media or watching a TV, thousands of people, and I mean thousands, are gathered waving flags outside the Vatican, waiting for the balcony announcement and introduction of the new pope. And our newsroom continues to follow this story as well. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Shines her light on the city nights, and I gotta catch a noon train.
Still no one appearing on the balcony at the Vatican. We are waiting to hear the news of the new pope being announced. We know the new pope has been selected, and our newsroom continues to follow along on that. We're wrapping up our conversation with Mayor Cynthia Block and Mayor Chad Bushinsky, the mayors of Saskatoon and Regina. There are a number of messages that have come in that are very specific answers about parking tickets, about certain intersections that need traffic lights, and they're very specific. Mayor Block, where could people go if they have traffic concerns? Maybe they've got an issue that's happening in their neighborhood. Is there a one-stop shop for concerns to the city?
Yes, there is. We have a 24/7 customer service program that you can reach both by phone and email. If you go to our website, saskatoon.ca, you should be able to easily find it.
Okay. And in Regina, Mayor Bushinsky?
Yeah, you can go to regina.ca and you can either fill in a service request online, or you can call 777-7000.
Right. So there's a number of texts, and I'm going to try and put them together and maybe share them with the two city management teams, because they speak to intersections, for example, that need a traffic light, or lines on the roadway that need to be repainted. There's safety concerns but they're very specific to one area or one intersection, and I'm trying to keep this moving in a more general tone. There is a question I loved on the text line that says, sometimes all we hear is doom and gloom. What good stuff is happening in our community? And I love that question. Mayor Block, well, what is good? What's going on in Saskatoon that you're proud of?
Oh, my goodness. Be careful, because I could brag all day about Saskatoon.
Well, I'm giving you a minute, so go ahead.
Okay. Street sweeping is underway. Yay. Everyone loves that. New Watson is looking fantastic, and fingers crossed that we will be Canada's next national urban park, which will lift our whole overall trail system. Wanuskewin is awaiting UNESCO designation. We are hoping to continue to work on the entertainment district so that future generations will continue to love it here. And the list goes on.
Mayor Bushinsky.
Yeah, we've got, I'm going to call it, take this from more personal standpoint. I think it's relatable, as we have summers here. And so in Regina, we have many outdoor sports kicking off. I know my kids over at flag football kicking off. Regina boasts, I think, the largest flag football contingent in Canada, and I think second or third in North America. A lot of outdoor great things happening in the city. I also want to pump the construction. I know we talked about it in some challenging ways, but I want to say it's a highlight. I mean, we've got Dewdney Avenue that's going strong right now. When that's done, all the businesses are very excited to see that to completion. situation and what we're going to see next year. So a lot of work being done this year that we're going to be very excited to take advantage of.
I don't know how long it's been since you've been mayor, but you are a politician. You just turned construction into a highlight, Mayor. I don't know how you did it. Hey, listen, coming up, we're almost out of time, but coming up just after 11 o'clock, we're talking about VE Day, which is the end of World War II in Europe, the German surrender. And we're asking people who have a Saskatchewan connection to the war to call in or to tell us their connection. Mayor Block, do you have a connection with the war?
My family doesn't, but I can tell you that last weekend I was at the Holocaust Memorial, and it was unbelievably touching, and I got to meet Clara, who's 95 years old, who was rescued by the Allied forces at the age of 14, 2 weeks after another 14-year-old perished, and that was Anne Frank.
Wow.
So it was a very inspiring conversation.
Yeah, pretty inspiring. Mayor Bashinsky, family connection with the war?
Yeah, my grandfather was involved as a medic in the war, so supporting folks that needed help there. I just also want to plug, if you haven't been to Victoria Park, there's a new Indigenous Veterans Monument in Victoria Park that is absolutely stunning. I encourage everybody to go.
All right. Well, this has been a great chat. As always, we get to as many questions as we can, try to generalize so that we can try and get a few people's questions in at the same time. Mayor Block, as always, thank you for joining the show.
Thank you.
And Mayor Bashinsky, thanks for coming into studio today. Great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
We continue to watch. A new pope has been announced, but no details yet. We will keep you up to date. Our newsroom focused on that. And we will go to discussions on VE Day. That is coming up next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.